Exercise 8, page 18. Speaker 1.
I've been shopping online for as long as I've had a credit card. It's just so much easier than going around the shops looking for things. I can do it at any time of the day or night, and there is so much more variety. And there is always a sale on somewhere, so the prices are much better too. I admit, you can't try the clothes on, and sometimes they don't look very much like the pictures online. But if I don't like anything, I just send it back and get a refund. The thing is, though, I don't buy things just for the sake of shopping. I look through my wardrobe each season and give the clothes that don't fit or that I don't wear anymore to my local charity shop, and I only buy what I need. So I don't think I overconsume at all.
Speaker 2.
I am very environmentally aware, and I want to do everything in my power to make my carbon footprint as small as possible. In line with this, I only ever shop from second-hand shops and ecological manufacturers. I can get everything I need in terms of clothes second-hand, as well as furniture, books, and lots of household items. I buy my shoes from a local company that is ecologically responsible. I am content in the knowledge that I am not contributing to environmental damage, and I save a lot of money.
Speaker 3.
I live on a small budget, and I have to save money wherever I can. But apart from this, I don't want to damage the environment, so I buy very little. I grow as much food as I can, and only go shopping for things I cannot grow, make, or get from the local farm. For example, I make my own clothes. I have a used sewing machine, and I make clothes from scratch using natural fabrics, or I buy clothes from second-hand shops and remake them to my size and style. I've actually been thinking for some time of making my own material. There is a workshop at the local community center on weaving, and I'm going to check it out and see about how to make a simple weaving machine at home.
Speaker 4.
I am a fashion blogger, and I always keep up to date with the latest fashions and go to as many fashion shows every year as I can. And I buy as many samples as I can afford. My wardrobe takes up a full room in my house, and I have more bags and shoes than I can count. But it's all for my job. It's very expensive, but fashion is very important to me. Most of the items I have are from designer labels and well-known brands. And although I would like to think they all do, I know that many of them do not have ethical practices when it comes to the environment. I'm not about to change my job anytime soon, though. So I just have to hope that pressure from governments and environmental groups will make them change.
Speaker 5.
I am just an average person who shops on the high street for clothes and at the local supermarket for food. I buy things online quite often, as it's quick and convenient. But I've been thinking lately that I should improve my shopping habits. I read an article that made me think that I should change my ways. So, I'm going to shop at the local independent shops rather than the supermarket. It will take longer to go to the bakers and the butchers and the greengrocers, but it'll be nice to feel like part of the local community again and actually talk to people. Also, there are some nice small independent boutiques that I will start using instead of the cheap high street fashion stores. I know this will cost me a bit more, but I think it is good to support local businesses, and I will find things that are a bit more unique than the same items that everyone wears.